News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Interesting one, and we are going to be covering it a little bit later on the show. I thought pretty extraordinary comments, even by the standards of the UK and UK politics over the last 3 or 4 years, where it's quite clear this trend has developed where they don't really care what people internationally think and what their friends and partners in Europe think. But I just thought Rishi Sunak's comment suggesting increased flows into Ireland were evidence that the Rwanda policy was working. I thought it was a pretty extraordinary comment to make. In other words, like, yeah, look, Ireland are having trouble. That's great because it shows our policy is working. It's not the way I would want to. And I know people here will be saying, isn't it great? Britain are getting tough with asylum seekers. That's not a road I would want our government to go down. And I thought it was legitimate for Simon Harris to say yesterday that Ireland wouldn't provide a loophole for anyone else's migration challenges. It'll be interesting to see how they react, because obviously they are going to move this emergency legislation to deport back asylum seekers. We know the courts have raised question marks about that.
About whether or not UK is a safe country because of their Rwanda policy.
A safe third country, exactly. But I was pretty staggered by what Rishi Sunak had to say.
It's interesting because I was watching it all and I saw much of the commentary here, and a lot of it was in line with what you're saying. This is kind of disgraceful and shocking.
I didn't say it was disgraceful.
No, I mean, a lot of the commentary though would have been around that. And I guess, truthfully, I was a bit surprised, because it looks to me, and I say this just very baldly, and I'm not taking some kind of a moral opinion on it. When I first heard of their Rwanda policy, I was, I suppose, shocked as anyone else that they would even consider doing that. But I think the UK are acting in what they see as their own best interests to secure their borders. And that will put pressure on you know, French immigration. That will put pressure on Irish immigration. That's what they're trying to do. And I think the fact that we're acting like what's all this then, I think is sort of funny on our part in a way, because they are acting literally. I mean, the whole reason for Brexit was much of what drove that was about migration and securing their borders as they saw
it. And it hasn't worked.
And that may well be the case.
The numbers coming here, the numbers coming to the UK, I should say, like in the first 4 months, 7,000 people have arrived on small boats alone.
And that may well be the case, but that was one of the driving sort of factors behind it. And I think now that we are kind of seem somehow nonplussed that this is having an impact on us, I think that's a little strange. I also think this, I think ultimately what we are going to see is Europe hardening its position as well, and may well do something similar to the UK, for all I know. I don't know, because it seems to me, and as I say this baldly, and I'm not passing judgment one way or the other on any of these things, I'm just saying my read of it is that this is the direction of travel, because the numbers coming to Europe in general are larger than Europe feels that it can cope with. And I don't know. I'm slightly nonplussed by us looking kind of stunned by what the UK are saying. I
don't think it's a question of being stunned. And I don't think it's about what they're doing. I think it's the fact that Rishi Sunak was so blatantly political about saying, look, they're all going to Ireland. It shows my policy is working. I don't think that's how governments should do business with each other. I don't think that's how friends
should act. He just said the quiet bit out loud, Shane. That's what he did.
Yeah, but like sometimes, you know, in diplomacy, you shouldn't do that. And I don't think that's what friends do to each other. I don't think it's good practice. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out in the coming week, now that meeting between the two ministers, the two justice ministers effectively, has been cancelled. We will be talking about it a little bit later. Let us know. Would you support sending applicants back to the UK? Or should we be doing something like the Rwanda policy in this country? Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.